An Ohio businessman wants to turn your trip to the grocery store into a vacation. He built Jungle Gyms, an emporium that will soon stretch over 4 acres outside Cincinnati. It is a cross between a food store, an amusement park, and the United Nations. NPR's Susan Stone braved the jungle and sent us our Saturday postcard.
Life-size fiberglass giraffes and monkeys prowl the parking lot. A talking Robin Hood beckons shoppers to British delicacies.
Hurry off now to Jungle Gyms for the finest selection of ales.
And a lion dressed like Elvis serenades the checkout line. Then there's Jungle Jim himself. Today, he's dressed in a blue wizard outfit.
Get a hold of the manager, Eddie. You tell him by the registers over there, they have yogurt.
Okay.
Tell him to get that filled up or pull it off.
Okay.
It looks terrible. Did you folks hear that? That was my nasty side.
The poorly stocked yogurt display is making the king of this jungle roar. Jim Bonamino started in the food business 30 years ago, selling tomatoes from the back of a truck. Then came the fruit stand, then a farmer's market, then a grocery store. Now, Jungle Jim's is a tourist attraction.
Food shopping, it's like going by gas. You go by gas because you have to. If you don't, your car's not going to run, right? Usually people go food shopping because they need food to put in the refrigerator. They hate it. And what I said is, if I can make it fun and exciting, you know.
Gourmet goes global here. Aisles of Thai food next to Japanese, German next to Indian. Renee Lavere is shopping in the French section. She has tripe, cucumber, and onion in her cart. But she traveled 45 minutes here to track down a very specific ingredient.
I want anchovies kept in salt. And if Jungle Gin doesn't have it, nobody else does, I'm sure. I have to look in the German section now, but so far we haven't found it.
Doris Fonseca is exploring international produce.
Well, this year, cactus pear is like not very common. It grows on like the cactus leaves. And you can actually find this growing everywhere in Mexico, like in rural areas, like along roadside, you know.
For Cincinnati, Ohio, it's a flip out, I'm telling you. I mean, you walk in here right now, you cannot believe it looks like the United Nations. There's every nationality, every kind of customer, every language being spoken that you can imagine. All happened in backwards Cincinnati.
And this is just the beginning.
Jungle Gin's is just one of the stores in Foodie Land. You know, we're starting to develop and get in restaurants, and we're starting to get in all these neat stuff. Culinary Institute, we're going to get all these different places under one roof with a hotel or a motel and everything here with the monorail. So people that like food could stay overnight too. Foodie Land.
So an amusement park?
Amusement park. For food lovers.
At the end of the ride, after you've chosen between bitter melon and cactus pear, pick purple yam over salty licorice, there's one more important decision. Paper or plastic? Susan Stone, NPR News.
To take a virtual tour of Jungle Gyms, visit our website at npr.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.